After President Donald Trump contracted the coronavirus, many Americans were suddenly wondering what happens if the president dies. Well, Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman says Vermonters should be asking the same question about their governor. Zuckerman is trying to unseat Governor Phil Scott in November, but he is also the person who would succeed him if Scott becomes incapacitated or dies. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Zuckerman says Scott has excluded him from the administration's COVID-19 response team.
Governor Phil Scott has won almost universal approval for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic, and recent poll numbers suggest he's doing well with both Republicans and Democrats heading into the November election. But Scott's opponent in the race, Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman, worries voters aren't aware of what he says is one serious weakness in the governor's response to COVID-19.
How would they feel about his handling of COVID if they learned that his administration said, we're not going to include the lieutenant governor in the conference calls to keep him updated on what's going on in this state during the pandemic?
Zuckerman says the issue of succession is no small matter during a deadly pandemic, and he says President Trump's recent bout with COVID-19 underscores the importance of succession contingencies.
Shouldn't the lieutenant governor be aware so that if the governor becomes incapacitated and I have to make the decisions tomorrow about what we open up or don't, that I would have 2 months of information about the evolution of our knowledge on COVID-19?
It's a line of attack that Zuckerman took to Scott directly at a televised debate on WPTZ recently. Scott, who's 62 years old, said he appreciated Zuckerman's offer to attend meetings of the administration's COVID response team.
But we simply didn't need the help at that point in time. And again, there's no playbook here. And we've been working very diligently to provide for the relief of Vermonters. And I think we've proven that we've been able to be and very capable of doing so.
In a subsequent interview with VPR, Scott's chief of staff, Jason Gibbs, was somewhat less diplomatic.
It is not the responsibility of the governor, who is leading the response to a once-in-a-century pandemic, to provide an internship to the lieutenant governor, who is independently elected.
Gibbs says Scott's cabinet members are available to Zuckerman to field his questions. He says Zuckerman is also included in a daily update on COVID planning that goes out to all state employees. And he says there's a reason the administration has chosen not to include Zuckerman in their cabinet meetings. Gibbs says the governor places a high value on the chemistry of his team.
And the reality is Governor Scott knows David Zuckerman. They've worked together in the legislature for a long time. And Lieutenant Governor Zuckerman would not contribute to the chemistry of our team.
The death of a sitting governor isn't without precedent in Vermont. In August of 1991, Republican Governor Richard Snelling died of a heart attack less than a year into his two-year term. Then Lieutenant Governor Howard Dean, a Democrat, was sworn in almost immediately after. Dean says he liked Snelling and that they got along well enough, but he says Snelling hadn't done much to prepare him for the job.
He did not include me in anything.
Dean says his lack of insight into the inner workings of the administration initially hampered his ability to perform the duties of the office.
Absolutely it did, of course, because I knew nothing about what was going on. I mean, it's a huge jump between from lieutenant governor to governor.
But he says Snelling's cabinet provided the crash course he needed to get up to speed, and he says he has no doubt that Scott's team would do the same for Zuckerman.
You know, the whole administration would immediately, if something like that happened, would surround David and help him through all that.
And Scott's chief of staff says that's true.
We do have a cabinet of extremely talented and extremely experienced executives that would be ready to brief the lieutenant governor, get him up to speed, should that ever be necessary, under any circumstance.
Zuckerman, though, who's 49, says the pandemic has raised the stakes and that Scott's successor needs to be prepared to make critical decisions the moment they assume the office. And he says for all the good work Scott has done on COVID-19, this is one blind spot that's left the state vulnerable.
I think when you have something like what's going on right now, you do as the governor says, which is plan for the worst, hope for the best. How is planning for the worst excluding the next in line from being ready to take over if he got sick?
For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.